The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We'll be treating in all our Wednesday services this month supernatural escape and preservation, and we'll be serving the communion of escape and preservation throughout this month. And I trust God that your family shall be preserved in the name of Jesus. And tonight I'll be speaking on supernatural escape via divine immunity. Supernatural escape via divine immunity. Supernatural escape means distinction and exemption from evil and calamity. Supernatural escape simply means distinction and exemption from evil, calamity, satanic activity, and sickness. Distinction, exemption, separation from calamity and satanic activity or sickness. Also, supernatural escape means safety from affliction, reproach, and shame. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Safety from affliction, reproach, and shame. God is interested in your safety always. God is as interested in your safety as much as he's interested in your salvation. God is not only interested in your salvation. Because if you are saved and you are not safe, it still doesn't balance. God is interested in ensuring that your family is safe and preserved. Whereas the devil is interested in ensuring that you are never safe. The Bible says that the enemy has a threefold ministry. John chapter 10 verse 10, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To steal, John 10:10, to steal and to destroy. That's the enemy's work. He has no other work. He has no other assignment. He's going about, the Bible says he's going about seeking whom to devour. But the devil will not be able to devour you. The devil will not be able to devour your family. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. The devil will not be able to devour you and your family in the name of Jesus. That is his ministry. And so don't be surprised that he's doing it in Psalms 84 verse 11. The Bible says the Lord is our sun and shield. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So God is a God of safety. And he's a God that likes to give us good things. One of those good things is called safety. And one of the major things that brings safety is divine immunity. Divine immunity. What is divine immunity? What is divine immunity? Divine immunity simply means protection from the devil and satanic agents by a superior power and authority. Divine immunity simply means protection of a man and his family against the devil and satanic agents by a superior power and authority. Also, immunity is the preventive force against sickness and diseases. Number two, divine immunity is the preventive force against sicknesses and diseases. Quickly tonight, I want you to realize that if there's anything you need, it is called divine immunity. Divine immunity is a protection of you and your family against the wiles of the enemy. Divine immunity is a covering of your life against the wiles of satanic agents, against Satan and his agents. When we say Satan and his agent, we are talking of human beings. Because there are people that like to drink people's blood for sports. There are some people that kill for sports. When they need blood, they cause accident. There are some people that pick children for sports. My wife was showing me something in the course of the week, sent to her, I think on WhatsApp or something, of a church somewhere in Lagos or so, where children are buried live. Several children buried inside the church for 50,000 each. You go and get a child, they give you 50,000, they go for another one. It's like people have, they have made it a career. Kidnapping of children and reporting in that place is a career. And the person who is, I won't call him a pastor, I will call him a satanic agent, said it's the work of the devil. May anyone who is involved in any work of the devil against you use his own head to carry it in Jesus' name. I say use his own head to carry it in Jesus' name. They were digging out dead bodies from the center of the place. Dead bodies from the center of the place. And some people are worshiping there. Praise the Lord. Some vital requirements for divine immunity. Some very important things for you to be covered, for you to be safe from the wickedness of the wicked and from the powers of. Number one requirement for divine immunity is called salvation. Oh, let me just read through the main scripture where I'll be picking all of them from. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 to 18. I'll be picking all these requirements I'll be speaking on tonight from this scripture. I'll be mentioning many scriptures, but this is the core scripture. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, all through to verse 18. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having the loins gird about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And verse 18, where I will stop. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching therewith unto all perseverance, supplication for all saints. Number one requirement for being exempted from evil is called salvation. Your salvation qualifies you for protection. Your salvation qualifies you for preservation. In Romans 8 verse 31, it says, if God be for us, who can be for against us? If you can be with God, being saved, nobody can be against you. No power can destroy you. Salvation has many benefits. And one of those benefits is protection and preservation. I appeal to everyone here tonight who is not saved, is that you must not live here tonight without being saved. You know, salvation is so key. Salvation is so important. Anybody that is saved has a right to covering. You have a right to divine covering. A prayer for you tonight is that you will not lose your divine covering. I say you will not lose your divine covering. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. Number two requirement for divine immunity is truthfulness. The Bible says in John 8 verse 32 that ye shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Anyone who involves himself in falsehood has already signed up for destruction. I heard the story of a man who went to buy granite. And while the person that was selling the granite was looking for change, he quickly poured some more granite to join the one that they had poured for him before. The person was saying, please, can you help me change this 1,000? Please, can you change it? He was at the back. He quickly poured some granite and added it to the granite they have sold before. And when the guy gave him change, he said, yeah, bye-bye. And as he was going on the road, he had an accident and died on the spot, and the granite spread on the floor with his blood, mixed with his blood on the bare floor. Anytime you are untruthful, you are calling for trouble. You know the story of Adam and Eve. Just because of a seed, they lost the whole garden. Untruthfulness. Don't touch this seed. Don't touch it. There are many things here, but don't touch this one. He said, no, forget it. And God, you see, we're in the age of modern technology. Things have changed. It is you that have changed. God has not changed. Truthfulness always brings protection. Truthfulness always brings preservation. Mark the truthful. They can't be destroyed. Devil might try, but he cannot destroy them. He can attempt it, but they will be preserved. Devil can try to touch them, but he cannot take them. My prayer for you tonight is that a new level of truthfulness in all your conduct comes for you in the name of Jesus. Anyone who involves themselves in falsehood has already threatened his immunity. If you involve yourself in falsehood, you have compromised your covering. But I pray that the Lord will have mercy on us tonight. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:6, rejoice not in iniquity, rejoice in truth. Rejoice not. Don't be glad that you dupe somebody. You know, there are some people, they go to club, they go and be dancing at night. Say, we just duped somebody. Say, is he not there? Mugu. Mugunistic mugu. They will pay for it. Except such people run to Jesus very fast. If your desire is truthful, if your desire is protection, then every of your conduct be truthful. Every of your assignment, ensure truthfulness is part of your daily living. Let your character be a character of truthfulness. And if you are married, I'll advise you to ask your wife, am I truthful? Or ask if you are a husband, if you are a wife, ask your husband, do you think I'm a truthful person? Oh, this is very important. These are people that can really estray you very well. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. Number 3, vital requirement for immunity is righteousness. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation and sin is a reproach. Every time we dip our legs into sin, we are calling for the removal of our covering. Righteousness exalts. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach. Sin brings reproach. You will never suffer reproach. I can't hear your amen. The kind of amen you will do, you will shout if I pray for you for dollars. That's the kind of amen I want you to always say when it comes to things of the Spirit. Because the things of the Spirit is the most important. All these things we are pursuing, they are not difficult. If all these things that is being taught, we embrace them, you will not have to be pursuing things. Things will be pursuing you. From today, you will enter into that new class. Whereby you will not be pursuing things. Things will be pursuing you. Righteousness is a lifter. Righteousness lifts anywhere. Righteousness protects, and the lifting is that it can lift you above trouble. It can lift you above issues of concern. Righteousness makes you to jump over trouble. You see a trouble and you jump over it. This is not trouble. It costs us a lot of money actually. So it's not trouble, but just for illustration. Righteousness makes you to leap over issues that could have destroyed you. That's why we always say that we should try as much as possible to live our life in a way that we please God. My prayer for you tonight is that a new baptism of a hatred for sin and iniquity comes for you in the name of Jesus. Leave sin alone, and devil will leave you alone. Once you leave sin alone, your covering is sure. Once you can leave sin alone, protection is sure. I mean, look at an example, a very good example of a man who leaves his pretty wife at home and goes to a school, maybe in Lorne or Kwara Poly or somewhere, to carry somebody. And then maybe one night, two nights, three, and after that, he discovered that he has a disease. Maybe HIV or staphylococcus or gonorrhea or one very terrible thing. Or they even invent one that is the first person that will have it in the whole universe. Nicola Vadiovascular Neurology Disease. A disease that is, we have never seen this one before. Let's give it. The doctor said, this is for my research. Why? He left the comfort of his life. That's why the Bible says that it is better to marry than to burn. If you are young and you know that you are due for marriage, then you work harder so that you can get some resources and put things together, and then you can get married and have your own partner. Otherwise, you are calling for the removal of your cover. You are calling for the removal of your cover. You are calling for it. I've told you the story before of one man who at night picked a girl at a club and went home with her. And after picking her, went home with her, they slept together and all that, and dropped her off. He told her, we come the following day. And after he went there the following day, said, I want to see this so-so-so person. And they said, this man, go and check yourself. Oh, this person has died about 7 years ago. He said, but I dropped her here. He said, you dropped what? He said, she has died 7 years ago. And for many, many years, that guy was insane. He's lost his mind. He had different kinds of, because he slept with his spirit. These things are real. One of my friends, I remember when I was still in Ibadan, who was in I was in protocol, told us this story in our protocol meeting, that a friend of his also did something like that, brought somebody home in Ibadan, Ring Road, picked somebody around D. Rovans Hotel. How many of you know that hotel in Ibadan? D. Rovans Hotel. Picked somebody along D. Rovans Hotel and took her to the house. Another picking, after that, got to the house. The girl said, I want my money first before the thing. Say, what do you mean? Do you pay before? I must first do the thing before? No, he said, no, I don't do my own like that. This is how much I want. Nigerian men, you are very trickish. Give me the money first. This one is not them. Say, a friend of mine, his own friend or maybe his cousin or something, came to do Christmas. It was during Christmas. Say, give me the money for the girl. The guy said, no, I can't. And the girl disappeared in the room. And they were on the same bed. She disappeared from the bed. I thought I told you this story before. Okay. He now knelt down in the room, was begging the help, please. Ayo, the badger, please come back. Eh? If you want 7 times the money I will give you, just come back. And she disappeared back to the bed. I said, God save you today. Oh yeah, without doing anything, he collected the money and she walked. He carried her bag and went back to the same road for more transactions. So if you deal with that kind of person, you are finished. If the pastor fasts for 365 days, it might not do. It might not do because this in my place they call it something you use your hand to curse. You saw evil like this. The Bible says a wise man seeth evil, he hideth himself. But most people don't hide themselves. May the Lord give you understanding. I said, may the Lord give you understanding. Number four, key or requirement for immunity is kingdom stewardship. Every kingdom steward is protected. The work you are doing for God is a guarantee for your protection. The work you are doing in the house of God is a guarantee that evil cannot happen to you. If the devil comes to you, tell him, I'm a servant of God. I'm a child of God. I'm doing something in the house of God. I cannot be destroyed. Nothing can destroy me. And a typical example is the story of Daniel. Daniel was serving God despite the fact that he was a high-ranking government official. The Bible says he was a man of integrity. He was a man that had integrity. He refused to defile himself with the king's meat. And the Bible says in Daniel chapter 6 that they conspired together to destroy him. You know the story very well, how they came together to destroy him. And the Bible says in Daniel chapter 6 verse 16, the king said, Daniel, the God you are serving. Then the king commanded that they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of the lion, full stop. Now the king spoke and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, the God you are serving every day, he will deliver you. That was like a challenge to God. God already would have delivered Daniel. But because an unbeliever noticed, may an unbeliever notice your service for God today. An unbeliever noticed that Daniel was a servant of God. God had no choice. God had no choice. But you know the rest of the story from verse 1 all through to the end in verse 28. How Daniel was preserved and came out and he was promoted and all that. And he reigned and he just began to shine. And those guys it amazed me that their own God that they are serving was never able to do anything to them. The Bible said the lions broke their bones. They threw them inside with their family members. And the lion broke their bones and licked their blood. Every enemy of your destiny, the lion of life will lick their blood. And the king, they brought these men which had accused Daniel and they cast them into the den of lions. Those after you, mark it, between now and the end of this month, they will end up in the mouth of lions. They will end up in the mouth of lions. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Daniel's commitment to God, despite his high position and high ranking, made him covered. Daniel's position made him covered. In Psalms 91, verse 11, Psalms 91, verse 11, the Bible speaking there says, For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all your ways. He will give his angels charge because you are a servant. He will ensure that the angels are deployed to preserve you and to keep you. Friends, as for you and your children, a single hair of your body shall not be extracted. In the name of Jesus. Number 5 requirement for divine immunity is faith. Only those who have faith in God can be preserved. Your faith in God is your ticket for preservation. The more you have faith, the more you are preserved. Faith is a preserver. You just believe that nothing can destroy you. You just believe that God is on your side. How many of you know that God is on your side? God is on your side. Devil has no right to touch you. Has no right to touch your children. Your faith says it and you know it. I know in Hebrews 11 verse 6, the Bible says, without faith you cannot please God. So faith is critical to ensuring preservation. Because when you have faith in God, you don't bother to take anything extra. If somebody tells me now to take anything extra aside from God, I will slap him and at least 3 teeth must come out. Because if God can't preserve me, nobody can preserve me. If God can't preserve me, nobody can preserve me. Nobody. Have they even preserved themselves? Not to talk of preserving somebody. Everyone that is preserved, Hebrews 11, 6. Everyone that is preserved as a direct result of God's, of faith in God. It's a direct result of faith in God. The more you have faith, the more you are preserved. Faith makes you to speak in the face of terrible situations. Faith makes you to speak in the face of terrible situations. Devil points a gun at you and your faith speaks. Devil, it looks, the doctor says you are going to die. Faith says, no, I can die. Doctor says you are going to have CS to bear this baby. You say, no, keep quiet. That's faith. Faith talks with audacity. Faith talks with alacrity. Faith talks with fire. It is not pride. It's not pride. It is not pride. Faith talk. You know what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were in front of a king. If it was Nigeria of nowadays, they are very proud. They said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar. That's faith. There's nothing you can do on this matter. We will refuse to bow. That's faith. Nothing. You cannot do anything. Faith is speaking. If God refuses to save us, if we die, he will wake us up and tell us, oh, yeah, get up. That's faith. A new baptism of the spirit of faith is coming for you today. A new baptism of the spirit of faith is coming for you today. May you contact faith today in the name of Jesus. May you come in contact with the spirit of faith in the name of Jesus. This is the spirit that makes you dare anything. You are not scared of anything or anyone. Nothing scares you. Your heart is as bold as a lion. That is the spirit of faith. It is coming for you today. I say it is coming for you today. That was the kind of spirit that was in David. Whereby he pursued a lion. If somebody pursue cat, we understand. If somebody pursue rat, we understand. In fact, if somebody pursue dog, we can still say, okay. But to pursue a lion, that's the king of the jungle. David pursue lion. Now, lion is okay. What about bear? Have you ever to carry bear, even with machine, it's not an easy task. To carry a bear, bears are heavily weighted. Am I right, sir? Very heavy. Very heavy animals. David slaughtered him on the basis of faith. Today, God is going to implant into your heart, both male and female, a baptism of the spirit of faith in Jesus' name. That was the kind of spirit inside of Esther. See, the Jews must not, see, our people must not die. I'm going in to see the king. Fast 3 days for me. All of us, no water, no food. 3 days. We are going in. I am going in to see the king. If I perish, I perish. If I die, I die. She should have just hidden herself in a room and say, oh yeah, security. I want 4 security at my door. If they kill everybody, at least they cannot come inside my room. She did not do that because she was baptized with the spirit of faith. May that spirit come for you today. I say, may that spirit come for you today. That spirit is a spirit that never gives up. Devil want to kill you. Say, no, I can't die. No. That spirit comes for you in Jesus' name. Number 6 requirement for immunity is the word, which is also called the shield of faith. Ephesians 6 verse 17. The word of God is power. The word of God is a shield. It is a weapon for fighting. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit is a sword. Sword. What do you use sword for? Fight. The word of God is for fight. You fight the devil. I place here tonight 10 scriptures. I'll be giving you those scriptures. 10 scriptures you can use to fight the devil when he comes after you. And media will be appreciative very fast. We'll read the whole 10 together. Scriptures that you can use to fight the devil when he comes after you to make him know that you have immunity. Number 1 scripture is Exodus 15 26. Exodus 15 verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and we do that which is right in his sight, and we give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. That verse is not completed, so you need to move on. The second scripture is Psalms chapter 1, Psalms 91, verse 1 to 16. Psalms chapter 91, 1 to 16. We are going to read it together. I read chapter 1, verse 1, you read verse 2. and we move very quickly. Let's go, everybody. One, two, go. He that dwelleth. I read verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in the... Now, before I go on, this particular Psalms 91 from 8 to 16 has the 8 major forces that the enemy uses to destroy people's life. I cannot preach on that today because of time. Psalms 91 from verse 8 to 16 has the from this verse 6 to 16 shows us the major forces. You can see one there now. Pestilence that walketh in darkness. That's a force. And there's another one called destruction that wasted at noon. That one, it happens during the day. All these things are in the scripture. Verse 7. Yes, you can go now. 1,000. But shall not come near thee. Only with thy eye shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. There shall no evil before thee. Someone say amen. Amen. Neither shall any plague. Did you hear that? These are weapons to fight. You feel that a plague is plaguing your house. Everybody's been infected with something. You say, there shall no evil befall me. Neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Go on now. For you shall give. Go on now. For they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against. Let's stop there. You can read the rest when you get home. Read the rest when you get home. They are powerful scriptures there to fight the devil. They are powerful scriptures there from 1 to 16 to fight the devil and to eliminate the devil. Number 3 scripture is Deuteronomy 7 verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil disease of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon them that hate thee. Let me hear you say a big amen. Amen. This is another major scripture. Number 4 is Isaiah 43, verse 2. Isaiah 43, verse 2. We need to be very fast now because of time. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Amen. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Amen. When thou walkest through fire, thou shalt not be burned. Amen. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Psalm 105, verse 14 and 15. This one is a popular scripture, and I know you know it. Psalm 105, 14 and 15. Psalm 105, 14 and 15. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying what? Touch not my anointed, and do my what? Prophet no. These are powerful weapons. He killed kings for their sake. He reproved them for my sake. And he said, and don't forget this Sunday, we are going on, where we'll be anointed again. So you are the anointed of God. I say, touch not. So you have become a touch not. Any evil from September to December this year, none of it shall touch you and your family. I say, none of it shall touch you and your family. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8. Also, a popular scripture. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8. Because I know everyone here is the apple of God's eye. It says, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory had he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you. For he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of his eye. You are at the apple of God's eye. We move on very quickly to Mark 16, 18. Mark 16, 18. Still showing you scriptures that you can use to fight in times like this. And they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, just in case you mistakenly drink poison, just in case you mistakenly drink expired. Recently, I was in my study room and I saw a communion that my wife and I prayed on extensively during one of our retreats last year. And I wanted to take the communion in the night. And I took it. And after I took it, I looked at the and I saw that the drink that I used was an expired drink. Tete. And I said, glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. If they take up serpents and if they drink any deadly thing, he shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Place your hand right now on the person next to you. Touch them in their hands and say, any sickness in you, any sickness in your body, I declare your healing right now. I declare your healing right now. He said, if they lay their hands on any sick, so if your child is sick, don't bother to look for me. Place your hand on him. If your husband is sick, say, my dear, I'm your prophet today. Place your hand on his head. Place your hand on his head. If your wife is not around, kneel down. Tell all your children, lay your hands on me. They have power. And as they do that, the sickness must check out. It must check out. Number what are we now? Number eight. And now, Luke 10:19, popular scripture. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the devil. And what? Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Popular, wonderful scripture. Number nine weapon for your immunity is Psalms 34:7. Psalm 34:7 says, the angel of the Lord encamped about them that fear him, and what? He delivered them. So if you feel that robbers are around your house, you also quote this scripture. The angel of the Lord encamped about them that fear him and deliver them. God will deliver you today. Anytime evil is around you, God is going to deliver you. And number 10, scripture for your divine immunity is 3 John 2. 3 John 2. Behold, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Is somebody ready to pray tonight? Jump on your feet and thank Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website, www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.